there?
Yeah, it felt good, you know, coming to the game. Coach had, you know, told us how we were going to split up the reps, so I knew that I was going to have to, you know, sit there for a while and watch, and then whenever I got my opportunity, make the best of it, and, you know, I think I did that.
Trying to lead the team back from a deficit, I mean, playing from a hole, I mean, it was kind of your opportunity to shine.
Right. I mean, you know, like I said, I knew I was going to get my shot at the end of the game no matter what happened, whether we were up by 22 points like we were against Chicago, or we were down, you know, like we were when we came in. And I was just, you know, focused on, you know, my guys and doing what I had to do to lead us down the field and score every time.
Just a preseason game, but first career touchdown pass, that's all you kept the ball?
Yeah, yeah. It was very exciting. I was actually talking to some of the, you know, the rookies today. If I threw them a touchdown pass, it was kind of a big debacle on who was going to get the ball. But luckily, I threw it to an older guy, and he gave it right to me. So I was really excited about that.
You believe you're in the mix possibly for the long job? Would you like yourself to think about that at all?
I mean, I've always believed I was. No matter, you know, what the situation was, you know, like I said from day one, I'm confident that, you know, I have an opportunity to make the best of this opportunity. And, you know, that's what I've been doing. But, you know, those guys have been playing well, too, in front of me. So we're going to keep going, and I'm going to keep doing what I've been doing.
Max, in the third quarter, you looked like you were close to being sacked, and you included it. I think you picked up the first down. Were even you surprised that guy could take it off?
Yeah, I mean, but when I'm out there on the field, you know, I'm trying to score every single time I touch the ball, and every time I have opportunity to make a play, I try to. So, you know, I just wanted to get the first down more than he wanted to tackle me that play.
Rollout touchdown, it's something Kubiak believes in, right?
Right, yeah, and that's one thing that I was really excited about when I first, you know, got into the offense, the fact that they like to move their quarterback around and give him opportunities outside the pocket. I felt like, you know, that fits into my strong suit. So whenever he calls plays like that, you know, I just got to show that I can be trusted.
Do you have family here tonight?
Yeah, I had my mom, my dad, and my brother.
Is that who you high five?
Yeah, yeah, my dad.
Cool.
Do you feel like you're at your best kind of when you're on the move, improvising a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, I've just done it so much. That's just kind of how I played since I was in high school, you know. You know, getting out of the pocket and using my athletic ability, you know, to my advantage. So it's definitely something that stuck with me. So whenever I get the opportunity to do it, you know, I'm not scared to do that.
Paxton, what do you learn when you're watching Simeon and Sanchez in the game? What do you take away from watching them?
You know, just their confidence and how calm and collected and cool they are out there on the field, you know, and so in control of the game, and, you know, can move their guys up and down the field. And, you know, it's interesting to see those guys, you know, react to, you know, when they struggle, how they just, you know, you just got to shrug it off and keep moving, because you got to keep playing the game. So that's one thing that I really pay attention to when I'm out there.
Are we going to see you in the hat for a while?
Well, let's hope so. As long as they'll let me keep it on, I'm trying not to take it off.
All right, thanks, Pax.
Yep.
Paxton.